talking to those in the know.
I think it's very unbecoming for us to take this position.
And going right to the source.
In the investigation, I want to make super clear is that there has to be complete anonymity for the witnesses.
Getting a better understanding of all the issues and all the news. Now, on the Michelangelo Signorelli Show.
We spoke last week with Judd Legum, the editor-in-chief of Think Progress, about how the emoluments clause of the Constitution could be used in a lawsuit that would show a violation, but not a lawsuit against Donald Trump specifically, which is how people were thinking about it, because it's very hard for an entity to have standing to sue Donald Trump specifically for violating the emoluments clause. Another hotel possibly could, because the emoluments clause, we've talked about it, of course, it doesn't allow for the president to make money off of foreign entities. And the idea was that people are staying at his hotel, but who could sue? Well, another hotel could sue, saying that they should be getting this business. He's unfairly getting business. But who's going to do that? What we talked about with Judd Legum was that, in fact, the New York Attorney General could take on the Trump Organization itself, not Donald Trump specifically, but take on the Trump Organization for essentially helping a elected official to violate the emoluments clause. A group now called Free Speech for People is urging Eric Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General, to take it upon himself to revoke the Trump Organization's business charter. What method could he use in doing that, and how likely is it that it would be a blow to the Trump Organization? Joining me to talk about it is John Bonifaz, who is president of Free Speech for People. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope I said your name right.
You did.
Okay. So last week you sent a letter to Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General, calling on him to review Trump's business organization and revoking the charter in New York State. What led you to do that, to explore going after Trump's conflict of interest that way?
Well, it's clear that what is happening right now is an unprecedented level of corruption of the presidency. And we need to be engaged in challenging this massive corruption of the Oval Office in as many ways as possible. So Free Speech for People, on the day of the inauguration, launched with Roots Action a campaign to seek an impeachment investigation in the United States Congress for the president's direct and serious violations of the Constitution of the Foreign Emoluments Clause and the Domestic Emoluments Clause. And we've already received nearly 900,000 signatures from Americans all over the country joining in that campaign at ImpeachDonaldTrumpNow.org. We did launch just last Wednesday, February 15th, this new campaign seeking an investigation by the Attorney General of New York, Eric Schneiderman, as to whether or not he should initiate proceedings to revoke the corporate charter of the Trump Organization. President Trump's company, which he has ownership interests still, is engaged in colluding with the president with respect to these violations of the Constitution, and it ought to be held accountable under New York law. It is also a company that has a long track record of alleged repeated violations of the law, including in the labor law context, campaign finance law context, housing discrimination context. And as a result, the company, we argue, should be subjected to the scrutiny of the charter revocation proceeding for whether or not it can maintain the privilege of having a corporate charter. Corporations do not exist as of right. They exist because we the people, through our state governments, provide corporate charters, and those are privileges that can be revoked when a company has been so abusive of the law, which we think there is a record here with respect to the Trump Organization.
Now, I was discussing the article that Judd Legum had written at Think Progress, talking about the quo warranto, basically the authority that explicitly provides the state attorney general by statute to take on the Trump Organization, and that he can basically take action against corporation under New York State business corporation law. Is that specifically what you're talking about, quo warranto?
Well, it's a form of it. The de-charter power that the attorney general has is found under that law, section 1101,
right,
business corporation law. That is the same area of law that we're talking about.
And it would be under that area of law that you're asking him to take action, but obviously he would have, it sounds like you're saying, quite a few ways to go about it. It's not something narrow. He can really broadly look at this company and take into account its history in that regard, which, of course, he has himself investigated Donald Trump in the past and his businesses in the past.
Yes, and to be clear, you know, dissolution of a company, dissolving it altogether, is not something that should be undertaken lightly by any state attorney general and any court that would have this proceeding before it. But this is an example of a company that, again, has such a record here now with the president so willfully violating the Constitution, defying the rule of law, and his company is a conspirer in that violation of the law. His company is engaged in carrying forward the business interests of the president in violation of the Constitution. There is no question from the standpoint of scholars who have come forward prior to the election that the president was repeatedly warned he would need to fully divest from his business interests in order to comply with the Foreign Emoluments Clause and the Domestic Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. He's refused to do so, and as a result, he has placed himself on a collision course with the Constitution. And one way to hold him accountable, not the only way, but one way, will be to have the Attorney General of New York open an investigation as to whether or not his company should be dechartered. But certainly that doesn't take away the fact that he also needs to be held accountable under the impeachment process, given that his maintenance of the Oval Office, maintaining that office while he's continuing to violate the Constitution, is untenable.
Last month, CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, filed a lawsuit also taking on Trump's business interests. How was what you're doing different from what CREW was doing?
Well, this is on a parallel track. It's not on the same track. What CREW is doing is trying to engage in a private cause of action to try to argue that CREW has standing direct harm to the organization that deserves to have this kind of case be heard in federal court.
And some people have said that it's a weak standing argument for them to claim that it's causing them to do work. So therefore,
right. They do cite a prior case that shows that there's been at least some support for the standing argument they're making. But, you know, we do believe that we need to proceed on this parallel track at the same time that case is proceeding. And that's because the Attorney General clearly has the power to open this kind of investigation and has the power to initiate these kinds of proceedings before a state court with respect to a dechartering process. And we do believe that citizens all across the state of New York, as well as across the country, need to let the Attorney General know that this is what the people want. If, in fact, you know, people are joining with us on this, we are urging people to contact the Attorney General's office and urge that he support this call for an investigation. Because, ultimately, companies should not have this kind of privilege if they're going to so flagrantly violate the law. Mm-hmm. And that is the situation that we now face with the Trump Organization.
My guest is John Bonifaz. He is president of Free Speech for People, co-founded the group, and previously served as executive director and then general counsel of the National Voting Rights Institute. I'm Michelangelo Signorelli on Sirius XM Progress 127. John, explain to us what would actually happen. Eric Schneiderman decides to investigate, or I guess not investigate, decides to dissolve the charter. Is that it? Take this to a court and begin a proceeding in New York?
Yes, I mean he does not have the power to dissolve it on his own. What he has to do is, if he's going to seek to dissolve it, he brings before the state court the arguments as to why, based on his investigation, the charter should be revoked. And that evidence will be presented. Presumably the Trump Organization will be given an opportunity to respond. And then if, in fact, the court decides to rule that the way the Attorney General is asking, then the assets of that company will need to be transferred. So it is quite possible, when people think of a company and how it gets dissolved, that some of the elements of the company would be transferred to another company, right? Or, properties that the company holds would be transferred to
right.
others.
Right. I mean, because this is a company that is centered in New York and obviously incorporated in New York, but it's a global company.
It's a global company. So there'd be an opportunity. I mean, again, people have urged the president prior to him taking office that he needed to fully divest. If he's not going to do it on his own, this is one way it gets done. He would be fully divested of this company.
What happens? Where does the company go?
Well, presumably there would be an opportunity for some investors to say, okay, we will pick up X, Y, or Z pieces of the company. If none of that is to occur, then the company gets dissolved and the assets are no longer even available. But I think the likelihood would be that investors would find that this would be something they would be willing to take over. And that is essentially the same process, although a circuitous way of doing it, than having Donald Trump himself agree he's fully divesting. So he'd be divested of it by the court.
It would be divesting of it by the court. And you say investors would take over. Could that be his children? Because he's claimed that is what he's doing right now, giving control of the company to his children.
Well, this will be part of what the Attorney General will need to investigate. It is our position, and I know many other scholars share this, that compliance with the Foreign Emoluments Clause and Domestic Emoluments Clause needs to require full divestment from all family interests. That it's not possible to just be only having Donald Trump fully divested. So we don't believe that would satisfy the requirements of the Constitution to have it just be transferred in terms of ownership interests to his family. To be clear, what he announced on January 11th that he was doing, Donald Trump said, was to transfer management interests, but he was going to stay as among the owners of it. He was going to have the ownership interests of the company. And operational control is not the same as overall ownership control. But it's our view that the sons or the daughters are not able to have ownership interests in this company while he's present, because clearly the conflicts of interest would still be there. You know, if in fact he was trying to decide what to do, say, with his Trump Tower in Turkey, even if he didn't have ownership interest, but he knew his daughter Ivanka had an ownership interest, that would color his decision as to what kind of foreign policy we have in Turkey. We've already seen how he feels when Nordstrom decides to cancel her line of products, and he goes after Nordstrom in his own way, directly from the Oval Office. So clearly there's going to be conflicts that stay there if the children are the ones that stay as the owners, even if he's not. So I don't think that would comply with the foreign emoluments clause and the vesting emoluments clause, but that would be something the attorney general would have to present to the court.
Now, the attorney general would take this to a New York court. How long would it take? And assuming that the judge agrees it should be dissolved, then what kind of an appeal process is in place? How long could that go on? Could it get to federal court? I'm not familiar at all with this kind of law.
Well, I don't think that necessarily this should be viewed as a normal dechartering process. It's clear that in a normal dechartering process, it can take a long time. But I think that what we're dealing here right now with is a constitutional crisis. We have a president openly defying the rule of law in the Constitution. And if the attorney general were to agree with that, I think he would have every reason to make the case to the court that it would need to expedite the process and attempt to remove these serious conflicts of interest that are now present every day with this current president. And those conflicts of interest every day are jeopardizing the United States, the foreign policy, domestic policy of the United States, the integrity of our government. And therefore, the court ought to hear this on an expedited basis. We don't see any reason why this moves into federal court. This is a state court matter. To be clear, if in fact Donald Trump saw this coming, President Trump saw this coming and decided he didn't want to have anything to do with New York anymore, he would be able to go to another state to try to recharter his company there. And our position would be the same with that other state, that, you know, to the extent that they're chartering the Trump Organization with him and his children having ownership interests, they're engaged in supporting a company that's colluding with the president to violate the law. But that might be a decision he makes. He might expedite the process himself by having it.
But he has made no move to do that at all at this point.
Not yet, but you know, again, this is an early stage. We filed this letter with the attorney general last Wednesday. We've heard no comment from the president or from the president himself. But if the attorney general of New York does open up an investigation, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if the president has something to say on that.
What is your sense of what the New York Attorney General might do, Eric Schneiderman? He has been very outspoken about Donald Trump. He certainly took on Trump University. Are you getting any indications that he would see this as something necessary to do?
Well, he made a comment to National Public Radio, which reported on this letter last Wednesday, that he is looking closely at the letter, and in fact, he revealed that the idea of a charter challenge has come up in discussions with other Democratic attorneys general. So that's an indication that this is not a new idea to him, but we do lay it out in a quite lengthy letter, a 24-page letter to identify all the reasons why he should, in fact, open this investigation. And, you know, even since the letter was issued, there are other reasons that have come forward. Almost on a daily basis, we see these violations of the emoluments clauses happening, and that record will only build as we go on.
It's interesting he said that it came up with the discussions of other attorneys general. Could this possibly be a joint action on behalf of several states? Isn't Donald Trump incorporated in Delaware as well? Could other states join the Attorney General of New York?
It is possible that other states could join the Attorney General of New York. If they don't have the charter there, they certainly have a link to the businesses if they're doing business in that state, having a license to do business in that state. So it's quite possible that this could be something that wouldn't be done just by one Attorney General.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting and important, and I want to thank you for coming on and telling people about it.
Thank you, and if your listeners have interest in learning more, they can go to freespeechforpeople.org, where they can find our letter to the Attorney General and ways that they can help get involved.
And they could follow you on Twitter at John Bonifaz, J-O-H-N-B-O-N-I-F-A-Z. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
John Bonifaz is president of Free Speech for People. We're back in a few minutes.
The Michelangelo Signorelli Show on Sirius XM.